everybody. I'm Lynn Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Well, you can't seem to get rid of this winter weather, at least for a little while longer. The National Weather Service office in Paducah, Kentucky, issued a frost warning for this morning. Should be over with by 8 o'clock this morning, and then temperatures, hopefully, will moderate to in the mid-60s by later today. But thanks to persistent rainfall, flooding, and colder than normal temperatures, area farmers are getting a very, very slow start to farming activities this spring. There was only a half a day suitable for field work during the week that ended April the 8th. The average temperature, 34 degrees, 13.6 degrees below normal. Some farm activity has been noted this week, including some spraying of wheat fields by aerial applicators as well as mechanical sprayers. Winter wheat headed reached only 3%. Winter wheat condition was rated as 4% very poor, 8% poor, 38% fair, 43% good, and 7% excellent. The great news is temperatures are expected to moderate into the mid-70s in here by Wednesday with another chance of rain by the weekend. More news after this.
It's a huge mattress sale at Eubinger's Furniture Company. We have twins and fulls, queens and kings. We even have ones that raise the head and legs. And right now at Eubinger's, almost all of them are on sale. Twin mats are just $179. Queen memory foam mattresses with wireless adjustable base now on sale for only $11.49. If you want the ever-popular hybrid models, well, queen sets start at $8.99. So hurry out to the huge mattress sale, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East 4.
Officials with the U.S. Department of Transportation have announced that Posey County, Indiana, has been awarded a $10 million infrastructure grant. That money will go toward rebuilding the approaches to the Maunee Railroad Bridge on the Indiana and Illinois sides of the bridge. The bridge is located over the Wabash River and connects White County, Illinois, with Posey County, Indiana. The bridge was built back in 1926, and the timber approaches on both sides of the bridge are in need of replacement. The bridge is along the Evansville Western Railway, which is used for hauling coal, farming, and other manufacturing goods. The grant is part of the Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, or TIGER, program. The grant comes from a national $500 million discretionary grant funding that is available nationwide for transportation projects until 2020. Inmates at the very overcrowded Vandenberg County Jail in Evansville, Indiana, will be getting a little bit of a road trip as officials move them to the Jefferson County Jail in neighboring Mount Vernon, as well as jails in Kentucky, hopefully alleviating congestion. The Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding says about 80 of the county's inmates will be moved from the jail in Evansville to other jails during the next 2 weeks. Sheriff Wedding says the jail that is designed to hold about 550 inmates has recently seen a growing inmate population exceeding 800 inmates during one weekend in March. Sheriff Wedding says Vandenberg County is contracting with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department in Mount Vernon and the Davis County Sheriff's Department in Owensboro, Kentucky, to take the majority of the 80 inmates being moved. Two people were injured this past Sunday morning in a rather strange traffic accident down in White County. The accident happened around 6:30 Sunday morning on White County Road, 1100 North at 1250 East. Now, the driver of the car was identified as 27-year-old Austin S. Heffington of Maunee. His passenger was identified as Ashley Bebout, also 27, of McLeansboro. Now, Ms. Heffington told White County Sheriff's Police that as he was driving eastbound on White County Road, 1100 North, an argument erupted. Ms. Bebout apparently became angry and started punching the driver in the face, hit him twice, police said, then grabbed the steering wheel, causing Heffington's 2004 Dodge Durango to run off the roadway and overturned three times. Now, the accident report did not indicate any serious injuries. Austin Heffington was cited for driving an automobile with no insurance. Gallatin County State's Attorney Doug Dierkop has formally charged the St. Louis man with three Class X felony counts of predatory criminal sexual assault. 45-year-old George A. Bivens is being held in the White County Jail at Carmi under $100,000 bond in the case that is being investigated by Illinois State Police detectives. According to court records, Bivens is scheduled to appear in Gallatin County Circuit Court for a preliminary hearing next Monday, April 16th. Details of the allegations against Bivens not immediately available. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Risfitt has announced the results of a roadside safety check conducted in Hamilton County in the last few days. Troopers wrote 15 written warnings, issued 21 citations. Now, 10 of those were for driving with no insurance. 2 were driver's license offenses. 7 registration offenses. 2 seatbelt tickets were issued. And 6 tickets were issued for alcohol or drug offenses. And 1 suspected drunk driver was arrested during that detail in Hamilton County. Alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois and throughout the U.S. Nearly 10,000 people die each year due to alcohol-impaired driving. Roadside safety checks are designed to keep our roads safe by taking dangerous DUI offenders off the road. The project is funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. More news after this.
What do you do for a living? That's a common question asked when first meeting new acquaintances. Hi, I'm Sherry Harder, manager of Ingram Funeral Home, an affiliate of Keystone America. What's my answer to that common question? I help people say goodbye. Being a funeral director, I meet with individuals and families on what is often the worst day of their life. My staff and I don't just work a job. We are striving to be the goodbye specialist. Need a comfortable and welcoming place to both grieve and celebrate a loved one's life? Give us a call at Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has set May 25th as the date for their annual golf scramble. A lunch will be served at 12 noon with a tee time of 1 p.m. The cost for a team of 4 players, $250. The tournament is being played as a scramble, best ball, with a shotgun start so that everybody plays on a team of 4, starting and wrapping up at about the same time. Now, if you'd like to register a team or just have some questions, call the chamber office at 842-6116. Frontier Community College is offering a one-day food, sanitation, and safety class on Wednesday, April 25th. Now, the class will meet with instructor Cheryl McCarty from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in room 105 of Classroom Building West. Anyone in need of state certification for food handling is encouraged to register as soon as possible. Positions requiring this certification may include jobs in a school cafeteria, a restaurant, hospital, or a catering service. Anyone needing to take the class must register with Frontier and buy the required textbook from the bookstore located in the Bobcat Den at 130 Market Avenue. The cost of the class must be paid at the time of registration. A tuition discount is available for senior citizens. For more information or to register, call the college at 842-3711. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is inviting the public to join them for an open house of their new Horizon Healthcare Sisney Medical Clinic. Now, that's going to be held next Tuesday, April the 17th, from noon to 4 p.m. Now, visitors will be able to tour the newly renovated exam rooms and meet staff members that are working at the Sisney Clinic. Light refreshments will be served. They'll also be giving away several door prizes and one grand prize for a lucky winner. The drawings for the door prize and grand prize will be held at 4 p.m., but you don't have to be present to win. The hospital's Horizon Healthcare Sisney Medical Clinic is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Appointments can be made by calling 842-4617. Walk-ins also welcome. The clinic is located on the square in Sisney at 413 Park Street. Kindergarten registration will be held at Northside School here in Fairfield from Tuesday, April 17th through Friday the 20th from 9 to 3. Now, this registration is to complete paperwork for children who will attend kindergarten at Northside School this fall. No appointment is necessary and children need not attend. If your child is already in pre-K at Northside School, you do not need to attend this at registration. A packet will be sent home with Northside pre-K students. A back-to-school night will be scheduled in August to meet the teachers. Now, each child must be 5 years of age by September 1st. A certified birth certificate and immunization record must be presented at the time of registration. The school nurse will be available at registration to help with questions regarding requirements for immunization and medical, dental, and eye exams. Forms for these exams are available at the school and local doctor's offices. The physical exam must be completed prior to the beginning of school in August. In order to properly prepare for ordering supplies and materials, please make plans to register your kindergarten-eligible child again the week of April 17th through the 20th. An aide to Congressman John Shimkus will be in Louisville, Wayne City, and West Salem next week to help assist area constituents with any problems they may be having with a federal government agency. Now, next Wednesday, the 18th, that staff member will be at the Louisville Village Hall from 9:30 a.m. till 11 a.m., then the Wayne City Community Building from noon to 1:30, and finally at the West Salem City Hall from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Constituents who need assistance with a federal issue but are not available at those times, you can call the congressman's office in Maryville, Illinois. Crude oil prices shot up again yesterday. Local refineries this time raised their offering $2 per barrel. Today, They're paying $58.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. A local and area death, 80-year-old Fairfield resident Darlene Smith, died at 8 p.m. Sunday at Aperian Healthcare in Fairfield. She was a homemaker and member of the King's Chapel Church in Fairfield. Survivors include two daughters, Deborah Smith of Fairfield and Linda, and husband Timothy Gleiser of Thomasville, Georgia. Three sons, Michael and wife Joni Smith of Fairfield, Timothy, and wife Nicole Smith of Fairfield, and Joseph and Sean Smith of Dallas, Texas. Nine grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, four sisters, Frances Weimer, Barbara and husband Richard Pike, Laureen and husband Sam Weber, all of Fairfield, and Wanda Walters of Sims. Two brothers, Ray and wife Sherry Harrison and Dallas Harrison, both of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Darlene Smith will be 2 p.m. today, 2 o'clock this afternoon, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 12 noon today till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, and memorials may be made to the King's Chapel Church and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Delbert Lee Budanthus died last Thursday at Evergreen Hospital out in Kirkland, Washington. He worked for the Illinois Department of Transportation in New Lenox, Illinois, until his retirement. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army, serving during the Vietnam War as an ammunition truck driver in Germany. Survivors include his only son, Greg, and wife Jen Anthus of Kirkland, Washington, two granddaughters, Abigail and Olivia, and a sister, Joanne, and husband Dwayne Hetzel of Fairfield. Services for Bud Anthus will be 1 o'clock Friday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals with full military honors. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Friday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the First General Baptist Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 89-year-old rural Sisney resident Robert Bozarth died Monday at his home near Sisney. He'd been a bulk fuel distributor for Standard Oil and was a lifelong farmer and a member of the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. Survivors include his son Michael and wife Barbara Bozarth of Fairfield and three grandchildren, Brandon Bozarth of Cypress, Texas, Jared Bozarth of Fairfield, and Caitlin Bozarth of Fairfield. Services for Robert Bozarth will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial at Sisney Cemetery. Visitation, 9 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 77-year-old Dahlgren resident Mary Ellen Tennyson died Sunday at her home in Dahlgren. She was a homemaker. Survivors include two sons, Brad Tennyson and wife Wendy of Belrive, and Keith Tennyson and wife Marie of Dahlgren, a sister, Wilma Willis of McLeansboro, a brother, Roy Bennett and wife Bobby of Greenup, four granddaughters, Dorothy Tennyson Reynolds of Dahlgren, Heather Coombs of Wayne City, Bobby and Crystal Barnes of McLeansboro, and two great-grandchildren, Kimberly and Elizabeth Reynolds. Services for Mary Ellen Tennyson will be 1 p.m. Thursday at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren, with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8 at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Memorials may be made to the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Time for a Wednesday look at sports. College baseball from yesterday, John A. Logan sweeps a doubleheader from Frontier, 14-4 and 14-0. In college softball, Frontier sweeps a doubleheader from Southwestern Illinois, 2-1 and 5-2. Madison Cowsert and Haley Settle were the winning pitchers. High school baseball from yesterday, FCHS over Johnston City, 6-0. Sisney blanks St. Elmo Brownstown, 10-0. And Edwards County wins over Hamilton County, 13-0. High school softball, Johnston City over FCHS, 11-4. Edwards County over Hamilton County, 3-1. Bridgeport Red Hill over Sisney 15-5. In the JV contest, it was Sisney over Red Hill 5-0. Torrey Brooker was the winning pitcher. In the majors last night, Matt Carpenter hit a two-run home run with no out in the 11th inning to lift the Cardinals over the Brewers 5-3. Carpenter turned on a pitch from J.J. Hoover for the third game-ending homer of his career. It capped a night in which the Cardinals rallied from one-run deficits in the 9th and 10th innings. Pirates over the Cubs yesterday 8-5. Rays beat the White Sox 6-5. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina and Arizona manager Terry Lavullo have both been suspended one game for their dust-up over the weekend. Molina, who bumped plate umpire Tim Timmons during the bench's clearing dispute, has appealed and can continue to play until the process is complete. Lavullo, who also was fined, missed the game at San Francisco. NBA action last night, Charlotte over the Pacers 119-93. On the schedule today in college baseball, FCC is at Wabash Valley College. In college softball, Frontier plays at Olney Central College for a doubleheader. High school baseball, FCHS is at Salem. Sisney hosts Edwards County. High school softball, Fairfield is at Salem. Sisney at home against Edwards County. Major League Baseball, Cardinals take on the Brewers this afternoon. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 11:20 a.m. with pregame information. Cubs host Pittsburgh tonight. White Sox at home against Tampa Bay, and in the NBA, the Bulls take on Detroit. That's a Wednesday check of sports. Have a great day. Sunshine today with a high 68, partly cloudy tonight, low 50. Sunny 75 on Thursday. For Friday, mostly sunny, high 75. Showers possible on Saturday with a high 65, and for Sunday, showers and a bit of a cool down with a high just 50 on Sunday.